I'm David. I'm here with you every other Sunday from 3 to 5 p.m. bringing you Congolese music, one of the only places you'll hear it on the airwaves in the United States of America. And we can thank WRIR for that. We can thank Bill Lupoletti for opening the doors to this kind of music here in Richmond. I also want to thank Greybeard, who actually dragged me along in tow over here from a college radio station. And we've been here since 2005.
Yeah.
And one of the things I'm going to miss the most, I was just telling Noah this earlier, is coming in here every other Sunday at 3 o'clock and spending at least a half an hour as my show is beginning and I'm trying to sort everything else, talking to Bill about any and everything, but particularly about music, and sharing knowledge and sharing what we'd like and don't like. And our opinions didn't always match, but it was great because it was like, you know, we were friends and we could just talk about this stuff. And man, I'm going to miss Bill a lot.
Yeah, I miss him.
So anyway, coming up at
Coming up in 3 o'clock
is Ambiance Congo. I'm just going to sit here and blather for a moment until it's 3 o'clock. And then we'll just go ahead and do it because this is WRIRLP. And we are in our fall fund drive. And if you like what you hear on WRIR, you want to honor the legacy of Bill Lupoletti, please donate to WRIR.org.
Hey everyone, it's 8 p.m. on Saturday and you're tuned in to CFRC 101.9 FM. Welcome to Peace, Love, and Jenny. This program's all about the classics with a spotlight on the sounds of the 60s and 70s, plus a few modern artists who bring that same timeless vintage feel. We'll be exploring everything from pop and soul to funk jazz and even a touch of hip-hop, spanning decades but all connected through good vibes, peace and love, and of course, a little bit of me, Jenny. Hey everyone, I hope you're all having an amazing new year and a great start back to school. I know for me, the semester came in fast. Assignments are already piling up and the stress is kicking back in after literally just the first week. So, this week's show is keeping things a little simple. I'm just playing songs I've been really vibing with lately, and hopefully you can hang out with me today and relax a little bit and maybe de-stress after a hectic first week back. The first song I'm playing is one by Harry Nilsson. I've known this song for a long, long time, but for some reason it's been stuck in my head all week, especially the bridge, which you'll hear in a second. I love it. And the song came from a really ordinary moment. Harry was on the phone when the line suddenly went dead, and that quiet pause stayed with him, and how quickly connection can turn into being alone. So he turned that feeling into something simple and honest without overdoing it. So here it is, One.
One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one. No is the saddest experience you'll ever know. Yes, it's the saddest experience you'll ever know. Because one is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. One is the loneliest number that you'll ever know. It's just no good anymore since you went away. Now I spend my time just making rhymes of yesterday. Because one is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. One is the loneliest number that you'll ever know. One is the loneliest number. One is the loneliest number. One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. One is the loneliest number, much, much worse than two. One is a number divided by two. two, one.
Was such a beautiful and emotional song, and definitely with a bit of sadness to it. So now we're picking up the energy a little bit with Sweet City Women by the Stampeders. The song was written at a time when a lot of people were dreaming about leaving city life behind and slowing things down. It's about a woman who wants something simpler, more freedom, more nature, and a pace of life that feels a little less rushed. I think we can all agree with that. Sounds pretty nice. It's upbeat and catchy, but underneath it carries that laid-back, feel-good message about escape and living a little more freely. So here it is. This is Sweet City Women.
Oh,
affection. I'll give you all my love and attention.
Coming back. guy. You're looking pretty good. Long time no see.
Stack them eights, yo-yo. Feel free to let your tongue down and hammer away with words that make you feel good.
Okay, well, I'm not really sure what that means, but now that I've seen you, I wanted to tell you, I got my own radio show. It's on Saturday mornings from 8 until 10. It's called Making Bacon.
Hey, Beaver, the place to get help is on Channel 9, and I'll do a 10-5 about that motion lotion all over this here slab.
I don't know what that means, but I don't think you should be saying stuff like that.
Keep the shiny side up and the dirty side down.
Okay, whoa, okay, look. It's just Saturday mornings from 8 until 10. Check it out. Making Bacon, CFRC 101.9.
Idle talk is a nuisance. Get out there and do it to it. Love and kisses.
And that was one of my favorite Steely Dan songs, FM. I actually just got Can't Buy a Thrill for Christmas on vinyl, so I've been a little obsessed with Steely Dan lately. FM was written specifically for the 1978 movie FM, which was all about the behind-the-scenes worlds of late-night radio, which feels pretty fitting for the show right now. They really leaned into that smooth, cool, slightly sarcastic vibe, even dropping the line, no static at all, a nod to how clean FM radio sounded compared to AM back then. It's laid back but sharp, and it totally feels like a song meant for a late night drive with the radio turned up a little bit too loud, and hopefully playing Peace, Love, and Jenny. So, up next, we've got a newer artist, Way Dynamite, with Miffed It. Hope you enjoy!
I miffed it, and that's the way it's gonna stay. We drifted so far away, I cannot say. I miss you, rather that would leave my brain. I tricked you, things won't ever be the same again. I kiss you, kiss you like I kissed a friend. Seem to never end. I'd like to notice time, for now the clock forgets to chime. I start to see the end. Thank you.
Have you ever wondered how to use the word myriad? It's a borrowed word from classical languages, originally meaning a unit of 10,000, as in an army formation of 10,000. It's used often now to denote many things, including an infinite number of things, or simply a great number. The big question arises, should you put an article in it, such as a, as in there is a myriad of stars in the sky, versus there are myriad stars in the sky? And the answer is both are correct. It's simply a matter of stylistic preference. You should, however, be consistent. When you're confused by it, just remember there are maybe not myriad ways to use the word myriad, but there are at least a couple. You've been listening to A Grammarphone with Daniel Wolf on CFRC.
Look at
And that was I Can't Tell You Why by the Eagles. And honestly, I can't even tell you why I chose it for this week's set, other than the fact that I love it. It's so melodic, and I'm a sucker for songs when you can really hear the singer yearning for something or someone. I've decided that yearning is my word of the year for 2026, so I hope all of us lean into a little more yearning energy this semester. Stay in that reflective mood. Up next is Free Man in Paris by Joni Mitchell. The song was inspired by a trip she took to Paris with her friend and manager, David Geffen. At the time, he was feeling the pressure of the music industry, and being in Paris gave him a rare sense of freedom. No meetings, no expectations, just room to breathe. Joni turned that feeling into a song about stepping away from the noise and remembering who you are when life slows down. Here is Free Man in Paris.
Trying to be a good friend of mine. I was a free man in Paris. I felt unfettered and alive. There was nobody calling me up for favors, and no one's future to decide. You know I go back there tomorrow, but for the work I've taken on, stoking the star maker machinery behind the popular song.
Show.
Just Wasn't Made for These Times by the Beach Boys from the iconic album Pet Sounds, which, in my opinion, is one of the best albums written of all time. I don't think I've ever related to a song more than I do to this one. As some of you might have guessed, I love music from the 60s and 70s, but not just music. I love the vibes from those decades and just, I don't know, how everyone was living back then. And so I often feel like I wasn't made for these times now and that I was born in the wrong decade. So I really, really relate to that. But however, Brian Wilson wrote this song thinking a little differently. At the time, he was feeling out of sync with the world around him, overwhelmed by expectations, pressure, and the pace of the music industry. Instead of hiding that, he wrote a song that simply admits it. And it's not about rejecting the world, but feeling misunderstood and sensitive in a time that doesn't always make sense for that. So, quiet, honest, and still incredibly relatable, even after all these years. Up next is Moonlight on the River by Mac DeMarco, a really beautiful song and truly calming. So just take a minute, slow down, and just listen.
Mm-hmm. so strange, deciding how to feel about it. Such strange emotion, standing there beside it. I'm home with moonlight on the river, saying my goodbyes. Home is moonlight on the river, everybody dies. Everybody dies.
prefer tea or coffee? Indie, folk, rock, electronic, I've got it all. Tune in to What's Brewing Tuesdays from 7:30 to 8 a.m. for the freshest Canadian music to pair with your morning brew. Listen in as I chat over a cup of something fresh and talk about my favorite new releases from Canadian artists that I love. Nothing like good music and good coffee to start your day, so tune in to see what's brewing.
Take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to arise. You were only waiting for this moment.
That was Sarah McLachlan's take on Blackbird. Such a beautiful take on an already incredible song. It's still kind of surreal to me that I got to hear Blackbird live back in November and that I actually have seen Paul McCartney perform. Honestly, I'm still not over it. And we are coming to the end of my set, so I hope you enjoyed this week's songs and maybe even felt a little bit of what's been going on in my head lately. So to close things out, I'm ending with my hidden gem of the week, a song I genuinely think everyone needs to listen to at least once in their lives, and that is Baby I'ma Want You by Bered. Remember when I was talking about yearning earlier? This song is the definition of it. You can hear every emotion in David Gates' voice. That quiet vulnerability, the wanting, the fear of messing things up. It's simple and gentle, but it really hits you. And honestly, it hit me hard this week. I may or may not have listened to it over 50 times already. So thanks so much for listening to Peace, Love, and Jenny, and tune back in next week at 8 p.m. on CFRC. Here it is, Baby I'ma Want You by Bered. Have a nice night, everyone.
Baby, I'ma want you. Baby, I'ma need you. You're the only one I care enough to hurt about. Maybe I'm a crazy, but I just can't live without your loving and affection, giving me direction, like a guiding light to help me through my darkest hour. Lately I'm a praying that you'll always be a staying beside me. Used to be my life was just emotions passing by, feeling all the while I never really knowing why. You'll always be a staying beside me. Used to be my life was just emotions passing by. Then you came along and made me laugh and made me cry. You taught me why. Baby, I'ma want you. Baby, I'ma need you.
Hey, 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 you want to kick the summer heat and get a nice treat? Don't hesitate to make a date to visit Old Farm Fine Foods. Pizza, frittata, sausage rolls, sandwiches, soups, and